Welcome to another Bible Bite, compliments of heaven for sure. These Christian Living Bible Bites are published every Wednesday. I'm Peter Ramsey, and I want to share a brief practical thought from a Bible verse for you to think about as you go about your day. Today's Bible Bite is entitled, Monarch Grace is on the Throne. Are you wondering who is reigning on the throne today? There's good news in this Bible Bite for you. Triumphant Monarch Grace is reigning on the throne. In the Christian lexicon, the word grace rightfully occupies a lofty position. There are some who know very little about our great God of all grace. To many in the world, a God of grace is a foreign concept, a truth they reject. The only God they know is not one who is known to be gracious. The God of the Bible is gracious. But what is grace? Here is a borrowed definition, and I quote, "A favor done without expectation of return, the absolutely free expression of the loving kindness of God to men, finding its only motive in the bounty and benevolence of the giver, unearned and unmerited favor," end quote. Maybe the word grace is not new to you. Like many of us, you read your Bible, see the word often, and just keep on reading without giving it a second thought. Been there and done that exactly. But try reading Romans chapter 5 and pay particular attention to the word grace. As you notice the mentions of grace in Romans 5, it is really difficult to maintain your reading speed whether you clock in at the average adult rate of, let's say, 250 words per minute or at a much higher speed. It is just plain hard to continue reading routinely when your eyes focus on grace. You catch yourself slowing down, losing speed, and even stopping as you ponder the word. Perhaps it is hyperbole to say that one may experience heart palpitations as it leaps for joy as they encounter grace, but try this verse and see what happens. It's Romans 5, verse 20 and 21. "Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." That is Romans 5, verse 20 and 21. Are you okay? Is your heart bursting with a resounding and triumphant yes as you think about beautiful grace reigning? This is the climax of the first five chapters of Romans. Grace has dominion over the power of sin. Grace is a governing principle of God in his dealings today with sinners. Unmerited favor, totally undeserved kindness, poured out without reservation from the full and generous heart of our loving and kind God. You know, apart from Christ, there was no answer for sin. Without Christ, sin results in eternal death. But the powerful light of grace shines in the dense darkness. There was absolutely no reason for God to look upon us favorably. Furthermore, there was no way for him to show us kindness, even if he desired to. To ignore our sin would be to compromise his holiness, a total impossibility. Against the backdrop of this hopeless situation, Jesus appears on earth as God's total answer. On the cross, Jesus satisfied all God's righteous and holy requirements and, at the same time, fully met sinful man's deepest needs. Today, through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord, grace reigns. And I say that with an exclamation mark. Let's hear a drum roll and a blast of the trumpet as we shout together in cyberspace. Hallelujah! Grace doesn't merely exist as a possibility. Grace isn't just superabounding over sin. It actually reigns. We do not have to withhold the gospel from any sinner, regardless of their crimes, regardless of their lifestyle. Unmerited and totally undeserved kindness is available to every person without discrimination. May the Lord help me to reflect that beautiful grace and kindness to everyone who crosses my path today. My prayer is this: preserve me, Lord, from hardness and a lack of compassion for sinners in need and saints in distress. May grace be the governing principle in my life and reign on the throne of my heart as a believer. Thank you for listening to another Bible Bite. If you know others who may benefit from these spiritual tidbits from the Word of God, be sure to share it with them. Thanks so much.